You're listening to the Cheer Biz Podcast, where we dive into the business of running and owning your gym. Join us as we speak to industry experts, business gurus, and discuss how we can take your passion and turn it into profit. Let's get to it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Cheer Biz Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Cotton, and today we are talking about why I mark up my fees and why you must do it too. Now, before we get into the episode, head on over to Cheer Gym Owners on Facebook and All-Star Cheer Coaches and Owners on Facebook as well if you're a coach and owner, and make sure you have joined those groups so you are not missing out on all of the great conversations that are happening over there. Now, I know we've had more and more parents joining up and listening to the podcast. I've had some of you reach out to me, and it means so much that you listen. I don't have a parents group right now, and to be honest, I'm not sure if I'm ready to take that on. You guys have great questions, but there's so many that come up, I probably can't manage it. So I would recommend you check out some of the other Facebook groups out there. The Cheer Mom Hive is run by Kristen Wheeler of the Cheer Mom Podcast. She has some really good conversations on there, and so I would recommend joining that group. There is also the Crazy Cheer Moms and Dads of Cheer. That one is a little bit more wild, so I'm not sure I recommend anyone join that group, but I have a number of parents in it, and it does have a lot of good discussions in there, although it's a little less moderated by someone like me. Lastly, make sure that you are getting registered for our conference in Dallas, June 21st through the 23rd. It's going to be fantastic. We have some really amazing tracks going on, and I am pumped. I'm going to be teaching some really cool stuff that I haven't taught yet at a conference, and I'm very, very excited about it. So make sure you get to that conference. If you have been to our conferences before, or if you haven't been to a conference, you need to get there. All right. Everyone is building out their cost sheet right now, or has already built out their cost sheet. But the number one error I encounter with clients, who especially new clients who haven't worked with NextGen before, or the number one error I see people doing when they're talking about it in some of the owners' Facebook groups, or they're getting advice from people who I'm not sure are running the most financially solvent gyms, is they do everything at cost. They're calculating what the cost is, and then that is what they're having their clients pay. And that is a huge error. It's causing major problems for your business if you're doing it that way. And you are probably in the position where you're like, I don't understand why I'm always robbing Peter to pay Paul and trying to stay in the black. In terms of my revenue, I can't seem to afford things the way I think I should afford them. I know I charged what it costs, but it's not working out. I'm always a little bit negative. And this is a huge error that people make. And in full honesty, I made it myself. I never truly charged cost for everything, but early on as a gym owner, I did the bare bones pricing on things. And while there are times where I will definitely tighten up the belt strap to make things as affordable as possible for my clients, for instance, end of season events, those don't have a huge markup for us at all. They're pretty much a what it takes to get through them thing. But I do account for everything that does need to be accounted for that I'm going to talk about. So making sure that you're not setting yourself up and doing your pricing incorrectly is so, so, so important. And we're going to be mostly focused on fees today. We're not going to really be talking about tuition. That's an episode for another day. But you need to be making sure that you're marking up all of your fees. The number one reason for this, if you calculate things at a flat cost, I know it costs me $30 to buy my practice set. So I charge my parents $30 for the practice set. And I do that for every single thing down the line. Choreography costs this much. I divide it by this many athletes on the team. This is what you pay. A competition fee is exactly this much. This is how much you pay. In fact, this one comes up all the time. And I, like I said, I know there's more and more parents listening. I hear gym owners complaining all the time. Can they stop putting the competition prices online? Because now I have parents coming to me asking why it costs more and they're super frustrated about it. Well, I'm going to explain some of the reasons why it costs more, because you need to mark up your competition fees too. The number one reason is if you fail to account for your processing fees. Credit cards have processing fees. They are there. They are real. They are a reality of the world. In order to process that card, it costs money. And so you need to build that into your pricing. Yes, if someone pays in cash or check, they theoretically don't have that fee, but you still need to build it into all of your prices. I'm not a big fan of adding it on after the fact. Plus, most of the softwares don't really allow for that because there is some challenge with being able to pass that on in certain circumstances. So I just want to account for that in my upfront pricing as a cost of doing business. Now, I'm going to give you a quick little example of why this is so impactful. Credit card processing fees, on average, you can get various ones. They're going to be around 3-ish percent. Maybe you get a 2.9, maybe you get a 2.75. But if someone's running an American Express or an Elite Rewards card, you're going to pay a higher processing fee because ultimately who's paying for those rewards? It's the business. So you need to make sure that you're accounting for that. So you look at what those credit card processing fees are. Then there's also a per swipe fee. So let's say it's 3 cents plus 50 cents a transaction or 3 cents plus 35 cents a transaction. The lowest I really see is 30 cents a transaction. So arguably you're probably going to be paying 3 cents plus 30 to 75 cents a swipe, depending on what processor you're using and what their fees are. Oftentimes, if it's a free service provider, you're just paying higher processing fees. One of the industry leading softwares out there that markets themselves as being free to the gym owner, there's no cost. You don't have to pay a software fee like you would for iClass. Yeah, it's not free. They also charge you a 1% technology surcharge on top of the credit card processing fees, on top of the per swipe fee. They get their money. They just get it in a different way. They don't charge you per month. They just charge you a technology fee. So just be aware, any deal that's too good is exactly that. It's too good and it's not actually as good as you think it is. There are great deals out there though. So back to it. So if I have my processing fees and I know that I have these processing fees. So if I look at my assessments for a season and I choose not to account for processing fees in my assessments, then if I don't do that, I would have a $9,375 loss if I don't account for processing fees in my assessments. So if my assessments, what they are right now, and I do them at cost, like that's cost, so I just use that number at cost, and I don't charge a processing fee, I will lose $9,000. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not in the business to pay $9,000 out. That I'm losing. I'm not talking about you're taking that out of your profit margin, because there is no profit margin to take that out of. That is literally a loss that your business is paying for if you don't account for that at all. So you have to account for your processing fees. You've got to make sure you're including that in your calculations. So worst case scenario, if you were to say, okay, I do want to do something at cost, it should still be what the cost is plus a minimum of your processing and swipe fees and all of that stuff to truly be a cost. Otherwise, you're losing money. Now, you're not losing money in a super crazy amount, right? That was $9,000 for me in total for a season of assessments for 125 kids. So that's not, and I'm doing very rough math here, I did before the episode, but that's still a lot of, it's not a lot of money over 12 months, but it's still a lot of money. And this becomes a death by a thousand cuts scenario where you're down by $1,000, you're down by $1,500 every single month. And slowly your money is bleeding out of your business that already isn't charging a profit margin.
Hey guys, this is Danielle from Next Generation Gym Owners. If you are looking for a conference this summer for your entire staff, we have the answer. NextGen has two great options that will ensure you leave feeling more confident in your skills to run a business while your staff feels more confident in their skills to build championship teams. Check out our Orlando conference, April 22nd, immediately following the All-Star World Championship, or our Dallas conference, June 21st to 23rd. Learn more and get registered for our upcoming conferences at ngconferences.com.
Number two is that there are very real labor costs to everything. I want you to hear me, you guys. Every single thing has labor costs. I want the parents to hear it. I want the owners to hear it. I want the coaches to hear it. Everything costs. competitions, they have labor costs to them. Even if you include coaches' fees to cover paying the coaches while they're there, which you should have a plan for, paying the coaches to get there, paying for their hotels, paying them a actual payroll or salary or some per day payment while they're at a competition. Even if you have that aside, there are still very real labor costs to a competition. You have to build the schedules, put those schedules out. You've got to register teams. You've got to fill out rosters. You've got to submit all that information. All of that takes time. All of that takes labor. Even if it is the owner doing it, you need to be accounting for yourself and your time and your labor as a cost, because eventually you should be hiring people to do those things. And if you hire people to do those things, you have to pay them for that time. So that is a very real labor cost to simply attending a competition. So no, you cannot look at a competition and say, this competition costs $155 per athlete, so that's what the gym needs to charge us, is $155 per athlete. No, that's simply wrong. There are so many labor costs that go into that that you have to have those things marked up. The same thing goes with choreography. There's booking. There's coaches attending the choreography days. There's driving the choreographer. There's getting the choreographer food. There's hotel. There's all those other things. Music. There's putting together 8-count sheets. There is edits. There is all that time. I will tell you, putting together 8-count sheets, if you've never done it before as a parent or as a coach or an owner, it takes 2 to 3 hours to put together your 8-count sheet. You got to actually take the time to put those things together, load them into the system, submit your stuff, then get your music, then submit your edits. Like, it takes time. It's a labor-intensive process. Apparel and goods. There is so much time that goes into that. It is not just as simple as I order it, this is what it costs, I get it. There are potentially shipping costs. There are sorting costs. Like, when I get all of our Summit gear, it comes in just a massive box. Then we have to sort it. It's not like it comes with every athlete's name. So we've got to look at all the different sizes, sort it out. Just getting uniforms this year, it took Tori and I 2.5 hours to sort all the uniforms and make sure we had the right people's stuff and package it up and get it to them. Those are all very real labor costs that exists. And if you're not accounting for that by building in a profit margin, again, you're just bleeding money because you only charge what it costs to get the item, not what it costs to deliver the item. And that is a very important difference. There's a cost to acquire and a cost to deliver. And you need to make sure you're accounting for those things. Last but not least is that operating expenses exist and you need to have profit built into everything so you can cover those operating expenses. Operating expenses like rent, electricity, garbage services, softwares, phone, water, equipment, and building maintenance. If you only charge the cost of the item, your true cost of doing business is you're going to slowly go out of business. That's going to be the ultimate cost, is you're slowly going to just bleed yourself dry. You're not going to have the revenue because you're not charging anything extra to cover all of those operating expenses. You're only costing what it takes to acquire the service. And I would love to say that tuition can just cover all of that, but I'm going to be completely honest. If you really want to do that, then you have to be charging over $200 a month in most major metropolitan areas, minimum, like probably closer to $255, $275 a month, or you have to have like a very diversified program. Like, you have to be charging a ton of money to be covering those operating expenses. As I mentioned a million times on the podcast, my rent right now, I think, is with my cams, which I pay as just like a service charge that I have to pay, I think we're over $21,000 a month. That's a lot of freaking money, like a ton. I've mentioned I have about 100 plus all-star athletes, and my tuition also has to pay my payroll for my staff. So my tuition, as it is now, doesn't even come close to covering 100% of my operating expenses. So you have to be accounting for that in your other fees or in your other offerings. You've got to be making sure you have profit built into those things, or you're going to be losing money. Are you hemorrhaging it? Not necessarily, but you're slowly bleeding, and you're bleeding more and bleeding more and bleeding more and doing that death by 1,000 cuts. If you want your business to be successful, you have to be accounting for costs. The best way to do that is to build your plan diligently. If you've already put out your cost sheet, it's not too late. The season hasn't started. You have the opportunity to make some amendments. So please go back and look at that cost sheet very, very closely and make sure that you are accounting for what you need to be accounting for. Parents, if you're listening to this, you want your gym owners to be doing this, because if they're doing this, they're going to be able to deliver and stay open longer to provide the amazing service that you appreciate. So yes, it may cost a little bit more money, but you need your gym to stay open. You need your business to be thriving so your gym can be delivering for these athletes or for your student. Coaches, if you want to be making more money, then you need your gym to be charging the right amounts and be profitable and be financially solvent. And so much of that comes from charging the right price. I can't tell you how many coaches have come to me over the years who've been like, oh, we need to do this. It only costs this much money. And I say, well, that's not actually true. I need you to take that and I need you to times it by 30%. And then that's really what it would need to cost. And then they're like, whoa, why would it need to cost that much? And then I slowly explain it to them and break it down. And sometimes coaches go, oh yeah, that totally makes sense. And then sometimes coaches go, that doesn't make any sense at all. You just need to charge it cost. And I go, okay, well, I'm not going to be able to teach you this because you don't own a business, and that's okay. But you need, this is why I mark up all of my expenses. And I have no shame in saying so. I mark up everything on my cost sheet has some sort of a markup. It's not the same for every single thing. My really, really high cost items don't have the same percentage of markup as my lower cost items, because I might mark something that is $25 up a little bit higher percentage than I'm going to mark up something that is $800. I'm not necessarily going to mark that up another massive percentage, because it's going to then get my costs out of control. You need to find what is a healthy, sustainable markup for your business and execute on it consistently. Yes, it may, if you've never done it before, you're probably going to have some growing pains. Some of your clients are going to wonder and they want to know why. Just be honest with them. Send them this podcast. I don't care. Share it with them. Say, hey, I listened to this guy and he may be bald and he may be kind of a jerk, but I think he's got something going here. And I do. I've been running business for a while, and I can tell you that this is how all of our clients and Next Generation Gym Owners have learned to do it. This is how all of the owners of Next Generation Gym Owners do it. And we have successful gyms that are thriving and not at risk of closing because we don't have enough revenue. So make sure that you're accounting for these things. As you leave the episode, I just want you to go back, go through your budget with a fine tooth comb, make sure it is correct. As always, share this with someone who would get something out of it. Check out the Let's Talk Cheer podcast and the Cheer Mom podcast. Great episodes, great content over there. You got to check them out. And with that, we'll catch you on the next episode.
What up, party people? This is Jason Larkins, host of the Let's Talk Cheer podcast, and I've teamed up with Kristen Wheeler of the Cheer Mom podcast and Dan Cotton of the Cheer Biz podcast.
That's right. Hey, everybody, Kristen here. We know that you love cheer, so why not dive into more perspectives? Tune into my podcast, the Cheer Mom podcast, for cheer issues spoken from the parent's perspective. Then head over to Dan's podcast, the Cheer Biz podcast, to learn from a gym owner on how to run a successful cheer business. And of course, don't miss the Let's Talk Cheer podcast featuring Jason Larkins, the one that we all know and love, where they talk about cheer from a coach's perspective.
Which means whether you're a coach, a cheer parent, or a gym owner, we've got you covered. Find all three podcasts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and stay tuned for new episodes each week. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Cheer Biz Podcast. If you would like to be featured on our podcast, click the link in our description to apply. If you're interested in joining NextGen, visit our website at www.nextgenowners.com. And lastly, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast to make sure you don't miss any future episodes. Thanks for listening.